Good morning. How you doing?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Just dealing with the cold. I'm preparing to deal with the cold, which I anticipate will be even colder up north. So
It's already snowing. Snowmageddon, we're expecting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll be far as Snowmageddon, but then I don't want to be that person who's like, it won't be that bad.
Yeah.
And then I'm like the first one that goes when the disaster hits. So I'm staying vigilant.
Yeah, well, good, good. Keep yourself safe. Keep yourself safe. You've had a busy old time recently. Nominated for Edinburgh Comedy Award. You hosted Live at Apollo. You came second on Celebrity Mastermind. You had a sitcom, Sunny D. That's on the iPlayer. You have a comedy special on Netflix. World domination is going to ensue for Dane Baptiste, I can see.
I mean, that's the plan long term. At the moment, I'd say it's more of a regional ubiquitousness that I'm not everywhere. I'm just trying to get about, reasonably speaking. Also got a special on Comedy Central as well, which is live at the Spectrum Theatre. Just want to add that as well, just so anyone who's missed the aforementioned or seen all the other stuff wants to look at more stuff. And then they finish the whole kind of Dane programming curriculum.
You are all across all of the devices. That's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, once someone's on across all the devices, then they'd be like, okay, now I'm prepared to see him live. Or they can be like, I've kind of passed my Dane quota. So I like people to try before they buy. I don't like to lead them into like something that they're not prepared for.
This current tour that you're taking us and you're bringing up to Leeds on the 1st of March. What can you tell us about the current show?
So the current show is called God, and it's about how humble I am. I'm calling my show God, but it's also kind of that's who I am. And no, it's also an acronym for Gold, Oil, and Drugs. Basically, just looking at 21st century life and the kind of new false idols we have, and kind of new things that we worship, and I guess things like wealth and materialism and technology and compulsion, just different parts of human behaviour. So it's just basically a pretty regular show, just talking about human beings and human being things.
Interesting, very interesting. Let's talk a bit of football, because I think you're an Arsenal fan. I mean, the disappointment at the weekend, they lost to Man City. Everybody's talking about Wenger again. Have you sort of disassociated with yourself with football, or are you falling out of love with it? What's your current feelings, Dane?
I'm not falling out of love with football. I watch football for the enjoyment of the sport more than becoming too emotionally attached to a team. Because like being an Arsenal fan is like going around in the supermarket with sunglasses on in the middle of the day. And then people are like, what happened to your face? And you're like, I walked into a door. They're like, you walk into a door that's shaped like an empty trophy cabinet because they keep abusing you. And, you know, you keep going back to them. And that's kind of how I feel about the sport of Arsenal. I mean, I've never been an insane supporter. But I think at a stage now where a team that has the most expensive season ticket in London can't even qualify for the Champions League or beat a team like Stoke, it's just nothing to get really upset about, because we're not dealing with a team, we're dealing with a sports conglomerate, which is continuing to remain profitable for its investors, but doesn't care about its teams, because I know somewhere about the time when Wenger tried to sign Chu Young Park, because it would have brought in more revenue for East Asian shirt sales, and then Marouin Chamakh and Dos Santos, and then took Mikel Silvestre onto the Arsenal team, when Ferguson would never give, you know, a good player to another team contending for the Champions League positions. I thought, well, if Wenger doesn't care, I don't need to care. That was the point we got to. I just think, why would Wenger, Arsenal sold Van Persie to Man United, Man United won the league.
Yeah.
And then Man United sold Mikel Silvestre to Arsenal, and Arsenal have come nowhere near winning the league. And he doesn't think there's a problem with that. Like, nobody would sell a player that would make them more competitive to another team. So Arsenal sold Cesc Fabregas, and then we got, I don't know, Petr Cech, seasons and seasons after he's, you know, won titles for Chelsea, come to Arsenal, who climbed against the Champions League. And just like, very clearly, you know, actually winning is not a priority as opposed to remaining liquid and profitable as a business. So I'm not really going to go and turn on Sky Sports to watch a business be profitable.
I
just enjoy football.
Do you think that this has got to be it for Arsene Wenger at the end of this season? Do you think that's got to be his time done?
I think if losing 6-2 to Man United and getting Marouin Chamakh and Dos Santos and Matt to replace players was not enough to get Arsene Wenger to leave or take a good look at the depth of his squad, then nothing's going to make a difference. I mean, yeah, they won the FA Cup recently, but then they got out of the cup by Nottingham Forest now. So, I mean, it's that lack of consistency. I doubt he'll go. I'm not upset, but I don't even care either way. It comes to every year. It comes to every year. He's not going to go. Nobody cares. People are not to the stadium. So if we're not going to protest, then what's going to change?
You've made your peace with it.
Yeah, I've had to. I'm tired of having arguments about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point having this argument anymore.
No, I must say, one of the things online I always like to see is the Arsenal fan TV after a match is always quite interesting.
It is very interesting, but I've already had my blood pressure checked and I can't afford to be spending that kind of energy on football games where no one else cares. I'll take it easy at times. Touring is stressful enough. I'm not going to add to it.
No.
I would definitely argue about Arsenal if it appeared to me that, you know, the manager appears to want to compete with his peers. I don't think Wenger cares. I mean, at this stage by now, I would have been intense enough to have wanted to do something about Arsenal's current position, but he doesn't want to. I understand there is a real romantic and principled aspect to his management style, but unfortunately, it's an archaic one. Like, you have to invest now a rather large amount in order for you to be a competitive football team in today's game, and he's not prepared to do that.
It's going to be an interesting end to his career at Arsenal. I saw actually as well, Thierry Henry came out today saying he wants to manage Arsenal at some point.
I mean, should have been easy. Yep, I would definitely go for that. I mean, I think he was, because he had his role as a pundit, which is the reason why Wenger wouldn't give him a job as a consultant or a coach at Arsenal. I would say, you know, how good Guardiola has performed for Barcelona, or like Guardiola used to do for Barcelona, I can see.
Yeah.
And even Zidane being at Real Madrid now, so I could definitely see it being very viable for me to manage us.
Yeah, we'll be interested in that, definitely. You can catch Dane at the Wardrobe. It's on the 1st of March. All the details you can find on his website, which is danebaptiste.co.uk. Dane, thanks so much for joining us on Proper Sport this morning.
Yeah, but now you're getting further details on danebaptiste.co.uk, or check my social networks for all my information on there if I'm performing in and around. All over the country and also internationally. I've been international for, and yeah, guys, can check out all of my media and stuff on bainbaptiste.co.uk.